It's 2 o'clock. It's the time for the news with Maeve. Good afternoon. I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. Starting with national news, the Chamber of Employees Director Sylvain Hoffmann has welcomed Luxembourg's long-awaited anti-poverty plan, but said major gaps remain on wages, pensions, housing and wealth taxation. Speaking to RTL, he expressed hope that new Minister Mark Spouts will restore balanced social dialogue and advanced key labour directives. Hoffmann praised planned child benefit increases, but said they should be introduced sooner. Luxembourg has the world's second highest divorce rate, according to the latest 2025 figures. The data shows that 66% of marriages ended in separation, just behind Portugal. Globally, Portugal leads with a 71% rate, while Spain, France and Belgium also rank among the highest. Luxembourg's highly international population, as well as recent legal changes, all contribute to the statistics. Luxembourg City has unveiled its 2026 budget, presenting €1.3 billion in revenue and record investment as a sign of stability in uncertain times. The plan includes more than €700 million in infrastructure projects and record social spending of €183 million. Major commitments such as the Beggen wastewater plant expansion and contributions to LuxTram are also factored in. The budget will be debated on Friday with a vote set for next Monday. In international news, 4 people died over the weekend and 1 remained missing after a wave swept away bathers on the Spanish island of Tenerife. 2 of the victims were Romanian and 2 were Slovaks, their respective governments said. Another individual was still in hospital while the authorities were searching for a further missing person, a spokesperson for the emergency services said. And Ryanair is cutting 1 million seats on its Belgian routes, marking a 22% reduction to its capacity. It's blaming the increase in the tax on airline tickets, as well as the introduction of a local €3 per passenger tax in Charleroi starting next year. Turning now to sport. Red Bull's influential advisor Helmut Marko is leaving the Formula One giants, it was reported by several media outlets today. The 82-year-old Austrian has been front and centre of Red Bull's remarkable run in F1 since their arrival on the grid back in 2005, helping to oversee 6 Constructors' Championships and 8 Drivers' Titles. And in football, Real Madrid's French superstar Kylian Mbappe did not train with his teammates today on the eve of his team's key Champions League clash against Manchester City. The forward broke a finger during the defeat by Celta Vigo in La Liga on Sunday. AFP reports that his absence from training was because of that injury, but also other discomfort he suffered during Sunday's match. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's mostly cloudy at the moment, with some hazy sunshine peeking through. It should stay dry this afternoon with highs of 10 to 11 degrees, but some rain is forecast later on tonight.